Everybody, welcome to my world. How's your world been? Mine's been crazy lately. It always is sometimes. I can't figure it out. I've got too much stuff going on. I don't know about you, but I've had one heck of a week, and we'll get into that in just a moment. Boy, I'll tell you what, we'll get into a lot of stuff. Anyhow, got to do a disclaimer. Nothing in this show should be considered legal, medical, or financial or investment advice. Take what we say with a big grain of salt and always do your own research and due diligence. We're not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast. Any persons or characters mentioned are, for the most part, well, fictional, or, well, as close to it as we can get. So sit back, relax, and enjoy, and chill out the show during the show. And, oh, hey, tell your friends to join us every Wednesday night live at 8 p.m. And this is what we always do at the beginning of the show. I have to read it. Sorry. Hey. Welcome to my world, live, laugh, and whatever. And I'll tell you what, you would know I'm gone for a week. And for most of you, I think it's 7 days, isn't it? Is a week. Maybe in the liberal world, maybe it's 9 days thereabouts. I don't know. But anyhow, I'm gone 7 days. And all HU knew what, oh, God, did it break loose. I mean, we had shootings and plots and everything else, and we had concerts going on. And, you know, I warned you guys that, you know, I have concerts. And this past Sunday, we had a really, really, really good concert, and we were promoting the Olympics in France. We had a good crowd, a very good response, and I'll tell you what, we had some fun, and then afterwards we get together at a restaurant and we all cut up and have a blast. I think the waitresses don't like us though, because you know, you get 20 or 30 people show up and it's like everything breaks loose and they have to feed all those people and the kitchen is going crazy and they're a busy restaurant anyhow. So a big shout out, number one, to the Tip Center in Tip City, Ohio, for providing the air conditioned facility. And we had a very good crowd, and they also provided some refreshments and snacks after the concert. And, of course, we also all went to Harrison's in downtown Tip City. Great restaurant, good food, good service. I mean, we had a good time. So we only have one more concert that I'll be doing this summer. It comes up at the end of August, I believe. Anyhow, we'll keep you tuned in, so we will let you know when it's going to be, where it's going to be, and we can go from there. So anyhow, guys, you know, we always do shout outs at the beginning of the show, and a big shout out to the Trim Radio Network for carrying the show. Also, a big shout out to the University of Findlay at www.findley.edu. Boy, they've had great sports there this spring. And I'll tell you what, there's a gal by the name of Mary Mulcahy, fantastic golfer. Yeah, if you check out Euler Sports, University of Findlay, check them out. I mean, she's a fantastic golfer. And actually, the golf team did very well this year. The swim team did very well this year. And we're looking forward to a lot of good sports at an NCAA Division II school. But check out the University of Findlay, located in Findlay, Ohio, a great all-star town. And I'll tell you what, it's a good school. They have three campuses in Findlay. One is the Hazardous Materials campus. And then we also have the Equestrian campus for pre-veterinary sciences. And we have the main campus. And the main campus, of course, has the rest of your degrees. There's also a theological seminary there. And also, you know, business school, excellent business school. And they also have a really good physical therapy school and a good pharmacy school. And nursing, too. They're doing a lot of stuff at the University of Findlay. And check them out. It's www.findlay.edu. Okay? Well, we've also got Rusty Ducks Custom Pens. Now, I'll tell you what. Phil over at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens, also, he does a fantastic job. And I'm going to see if I can share this on the screen here. I'm just getting used to this. And let's see if we can share that. Hopefully you might be able to see it. But if not, I will post the pens there. He produces pens and the blanks, the centers, and he has a lot of good stuff. I mean, a lot of good stuff. And excellent pens, presentation perfect. I mean, these things are great. I will post these pictures on our Money and Change website. I will also put it on the My World website too. So you can see his work. I mean, he does fantastic work. He really does. And so you want to check it out at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. Also, Money and Change, check us out on Sunday at 7 p.m. and we will be live. So tell your friends to check in on us on Sunday. We will be live and we will be talking about a lot of things going on financially. And I'll tell you what, if you go to our website for Money and Change, I have a lot of stuff there that I post. And I also post a lot of things for My World. And we talk about a lot of different things. I posted something today from Tara. And 10 ways to save money and live on a budget. And watch before trying this viral kitchen hack. Okay? You can check it out there. And also, rocket your credit score with this simple spreadsheet. And that's on Money and Change. All kinds of stuff that's there. And we promote that because I'm trying to help people save money. And you know what happens in this type of a world? It's not going to be a fun place to be probably by October, probably by November, and if not by the end of the year. So you want to check out our Money and Change / Financially Prepped page on Facebook. A lot of information there, guys. A lot. Well, we've also got things that we also put up. Well, our Trim Radio Network, you know, we talk a lot about the stuff going on there. The show right now is live on Facebook, and I can see it as it's going on right now. And there's a lot of stuff, a lot of different programs that we have, and so you need to check it out. Also, we have the Big Family Homestead with Brad and Krista out in Wisconsin, in the middle of Wisconsin. Great people, and you have to check them out on YouTube. I've known them for quite a while, and they do a very good show. Also, we also have Danny and Wanda King at Deep South Homestead down at Wiggins, Mississippi. Yeah. And I'll tell you what, Danny does a good porch time, and he does that usually on Sundays, and it's aired Monday or Tuesday. So you have to check that out. We also have Southern Prepper One with Dave Kobler. He's talking about the economy and what's going on. We've got Patriot Nurse, and Rachel is giving her views on what's going on. We also have Ed Carswell down in West Virginia. He's building up his little camping site there. You want to check him out, Prepper Nurse One. Also, Prepper Princess Amber Stork. You want to learn how to save money? Check out her videos, and you can check them out right here because they're on our Facebook page. And you'll learn a lot. I even learned a lot. I thought I knew everything. I don't. I lie. You know, I don't know everything. If I knew everything, would I be doing the show? Or would I be in Florida on some island where I could just kind of chill out? That'd be a nice thing to do. Anyhow, check her out. Also, LDS Prepper with Dave Gilmore. And, you know, I've always talked about GMRS radios, okay? And you really have to get them because if the power goes out and you need communication, this little radio will go 35 miles. And it'll go to a repeater, and from there I can get about 90 miles on it. And if I can link repeaters, I can do a lot, okay? This is an Ocean 935G+. You have to have a license for it, but all you have to do is fill out the form online, pay your $35, and the whole family can use the radio. Okay, but you got to follow the rules. And I'll tell you what, it's a good radio. If you have the storm situation, you know, we've had a lot of bad storms, we've had tornadoes, we've had power outages and things like that. Extra batteries with these radios, and your members of your family can use them. You can communicate back and forth, and they're great. They really are. And it's fun. It's a good, fun hobby, too. I'm using a Nagoya 771G antenna. And this antenna gets me 35 miles, okay, based on the terrain. And so you have to check these radios out. They're good, okay? They're not cheap, but they're good. And it's fun. Okay, so, and I got that information from David Gilmore. And I've known David for years. He's done over 600 videos on YouTube, so you want to check him out, LDS Prepper. Also, the newcomer to the block is the Max. I really love it. They're in, I believe, Eastern Mississippi. And he talks about a lot of different things, but he has a very good show, so you want to check him out. The Max, M-A-C apostrophe S, okay? Whoa, that was a mouthful to cover. Well, hey, on the Trim Radio Network, what programs do we have? Well, we've got Adventures Await Around the Bend. It's a radio show and podcast. We have Ranch It Up with Tigger and Beck. We have Life Walk with Christ God. That's with Michael Bejas. We have, of course, Money and Change every Sunday at 7 p.m. Generally live. I like to get the information as close to showtime as possible to make sure it's all good and current. We also have Take Point 22 radio show with Michael Bejas. We have, in the fall, we will have Slobberknocker Talk. That's a mouthful. That's about football. Also, we'll have Offsides College Football Top 25. We'll have, right now, we have the Natural Marketer Podcast with Victoria Smith. And if you want to learn how to do marketing and so forth, check out her podcast. Well, and we also have My World, Live, Laugh, and Whatever. And that's going to be every Wednesday live, unless something comes up with a special practice or something for a concert. Generally, Wednesdays are live, okay? And we usually post that right up on Facebook, so you can always check out that page and see what's going on. We also have the Positude Podcast. And then, of course, we have Rascala's Red Pill Reality Show. You know, where he says you can either take the red pill or the blue pill. And I want the green pill, and I've asked him about it, you know, and he can't come up with the green pill. It's either red or blue. Yeah. I guess I'm different. I don't know. Anyhow, I was on his show, I believe it was Sunday night. I had an invite to go on his show, and we talked about a lot of different things. I think we had four or five people on his podcast, and we talked about the assassination attempt and different theories and so forth. And my specialty at that time was basically talking about what it can do to the financial markets and a lot of things to consider and what to do as far as possible prepping that you may need if bad things happen to good people. Okay. But you can check that out on our website at trimradio.com. Now, how do you support us? It's easy. Buy the merchandise, or as Michael Beha says, buy the merch. Well, if you click on the Shop Now button on the trimradio.com page, you've got all kinds of things. If you want to advertise with us, you can do that. You can donate to support us, or you can buy the merchandise. And we've got t-shirts, we've got hoodies, we've got cups that change colors. I've got a money and change cup. We've got, oh man, shirts, hoodies, you name it, we've got it. You just have to check it out, you know. Slobberknockers even have a mug. It's an accent mug. We have Take Point 22 red blue color morphing mug. And then we also have the 22-ounce vacuum insulated bottle. And I'll tell you what, it's a good thing to have. Take that, put your ice water in there, and take it on your trip or whatever beverage you want to put in there. Okay? So you can support us by either donating, or you can buy advertising for your company, or buy the merchandise. Or as Michael says, buy the merch. Buy the merch. I guess that's the new phrase everybody's using. Buy the merch. But you know, at Trim Radio Network, we cut the bull and we serve the truth. And that's the way it is. And we're on YouTube, Instagram, Twitter. Actually, it's X now. I believe PlayStation. We've got Facebook and we have Instagram. And if you go to our page, you can watch us live or you can listen live to what's going on. And I'll tell you what, we've got some really good shows. And if you want to do your own show, all you have to do is contact us. We'll walk you through the proposition, a proposition, yeah, right. We'll work you, walk you through the system so that you can do your own show. And we use StreamYard, and it's very easy to do. And if I can do it, you can do it. You can host your own show, and it's a good thing. Okay, so we've got that out of the way, and I'm still watching myself, and everybody's saying, what's on top of your head? Well, I had a boo-boo. I have to confess, I had a boo-boo. The other day, I was out working in my garden trying to get radishes pulled out of the ground. I let them grow too long, and I had a problem. I went to pull some and I accidentally lost my balance. I fell into a tempered glass window, slid down, and cut my forehead. And I ended up, it was so quick, I didn't know what hit me. Okay. It was like boom, instantaneous. And a friend of mine was helping me and she says, oh, what's going on? And I grabbed my forehead and all I saw was blood. I mean, blood. And I thought, oh no, I really did something bad. And so finally got up and we got some paper towel to put over it. And she looked at it again and she said, we're calling the squad. So then the local rescue squad came and they checked me out and the blood's dripping down and they're checking it. And they go, well, you can either go to the hospital or it's just a scrape. Well, how come scrapes on the forehead bleed like crazy? Okay. So anyhow, we put some peroxide on it and several bandages to keep it from gushing all over the place. And I made it through the night. And this morning I had to change bandages again and visit my doctor. Oh, by the way, oh, I told the nurses at the doctor's office, I would say a big shout out to the nurses because they put up with my humor. For some reason, I go into places, I have a good sense of humor because I can't really think about stuff that's going on in the world because it can get depressing. And I don't like to go into depression, okay? I don't think I've ever had it. I don't even think I know what depression is. Except it might be a bump in the ground, you know, or divot on the golf course, whatever. But anyhow, I had a really good receptionist today and a really good nurse. And what was funny was one of the nurses there had a bandage under her eye. And I had a bandage on my head. And I said, "What happened to you?" She said, "Well, probably the same thing you had happen. You got in a bar fight." I said, "You don't drink." And she says, "Well, neither do you." And I said, "Well, we didn't get in a bar fight, did we?" She said, "No." And I told her what happened to me. And so anyhow, through the course of everything and meeting with the doctor, fantastic person. And we get done with that. And then she says, "Oh, well, since you scraped your head, you need to have a tetanus shot." Oh, boy. I'll tell you what. And so I'm waiting. And finally, the nurse comes in and she says, "You get to have a tetanus shot." Oh, I said, "What's in it?" She says, "I don't know." Next thing you know, she says, "Your arm's going to be sore and it's going to be stiff." And I said, "Do I cry now or later?" And she'd already stuck me with the needle. I didn't even feel it. And I said, "Well, do I have to cry now or walk out of here crying and rubbing my eyes or what?" She says, "Didn't hurt, did it?" I said, "No, I didn't even feel it." And so I went out and I talked with the receptionist and so forth. And I told him about the radio show that I do tonight, the podcast, and the one that I do on Sundays with Money and Change. And they were checking it out. And so, you know, hats off to the nurses. They do a great job. I'm telling you, all the nurses do. I don't care if you go to the hospital or you go to a local clinic or you go to your doctor. Hats off for those guys, okay? Because they really do a great job. And they can swing a mean needle. But luckily, I don't feel that stuff, okay? What's been going on? I was looking at videos. I don't know if I can share it. I'm going to try it. I don't know if it'll work. I'm sharing my screen right now, and there was a thing where people in Washington, D.C. were defacing monuments. I mean, that's public property. We paid for that. Our ancestors paid for that. And they're taking paint, different colored paint, spray painting the monuments. Now, in a lot of countries, if you got caught doing that, you would be getting prosecuted in jail time and everything else. But somehow not here. And, you know, if you're going to protest, be peaceful about it. Don't spray paint and deface property. I mean, you just don't do that. And here they're doing it. I know if I was the judge and they came in from deep facing the property, first of all, I'd make them clean it up. And if they were out of the country, they were foreign, I would deport them instantaneously after they cleaned up their mess. I don't know about you, but you have to obey the laws. I was watching a guy by the name of Funky Prepper. And he's in England. I just found him today. And he was pointing about all the problems they're having in Ireland, in England, you know, with the United Kingdom, and all the riots and different things and some of the damage that's done by the immigrants and so forth. And people are not abiding by the law. And the English people believe in there's a law, you obey it. And the last maybe 5 years, it started to slip down the tubes. And hopefully it doesn't come over here. I mean, that's important because, I mean, everybody likes to abide by the law, you know? And if you don't want to do that, we either have places to put people that don't obey the law or we deport them, okay? If you're a guest in a country, you behave. You know, I had a friend of mine that I've known a few years, and she went over to London to videotape the Ohio University Marching Band at the London Band Tattoo. And they did an excellent job. And she was busy videotaping everything. And then she decided to go to Paris. And she took her son to Paris. And they were getting around to different sites there. And I warned her, watch out for any violence there. And luckily they did. And cabs take forever to get anywhere in Paris. So they went ahead and rented bicycles. And they actually got around better on bicycles than they did in cars. And so now she's back and she's putting up her videos on YouTube. Drumline Mom. Okay, so you want to check her out. Big tip of the hat, low hat. to Wendy, and she does a fantastic job, and we'll probably see her videotaping the band at Ohio University again this year. Fantastic job, and she's very dedicated to the group. Wow, but we have so much stuff going on, and some of the violence that's going on. There's a video that's out that's kind of funny. The Dukes of MAGA, M-A-G-A. And it was on X or Twitter, and it was a takeoff on the Dukes of Hazzard. And I don't know if I can do this. We're going to try it. Okay. I don't know if you can see it or not, but it's funny. I'll try to see if I can put it on the website, because it is. It's funny. And the people that do them, I don't know how they put the laughing heads and everything else in there, but it's interesting to see. Wow. Anyhow, so much stuff is going on. I mean, so much stuff. My world was busy this last week, and then everything breaks loose. And, you know, we were talking about some of the stuff that happened in the news with, you know, either riots someplace or people getting shot and people not doing their jobs. And when I was on the Red Pill reality show with Riscala Stefan, we were talking about things, and it was obvious that somebody in the protective detail didn't do their job. And now they're at congressional hearings pointing the finger at each other and saying, well, you didn't do your job and so forth. And they get the director of the Secret Service there and they grilled her. I mean, they grilled one question after another. And it just wasn't the Republicans doing it. It was the Democrats too, because they were just as ticked off as anything. They didn't do their jobs. Or at least the Secret Service didn't do their jobs. And Secret Service generally has good people. But when you have a protection detail, either given leave and substitutes brought in or whatever, you start to think, hey, is this a rigged deal? Is this a setup? Something doesn't smell right, if you know what I mean. Okay? There's a skunk in the wood pile. So a lot of things to think about. That's out there, and it gets a little bit scary. No matter what the person is, they need to be protected. Have you ever heard of situational awareness? Think about situational awareness. What happens if you're walking down the street at night and you hear footsteps? Are you going to look around to see where those footsteps are coming from? Are you going to be able to hear where the steps are coming from? You know, I was in Florida one time and I was walking. It was Clearwater Beach and I was walking down to the 7-Eleven, which was about maybe 4 blocks away from where I was staying at the time. And I kept hearing something and sensing something behind me, probably about maybe 40 feet, 50 feet behind me, and I kept hearing it. And then it would stop, and then it would start, then it would stop. And at one point, I glanced around, and I saw somebody duck behind a tree. And I figured, okay, it's time to see how quickly I can get across Gulf Boulevard without being hit by a car. And Gulf Boulevard, there is a very busy, busy street. But luckily, I'm up more or less in the residential area. So I made it across the street. I went in and I acted like I was reading a magazine and I was looking across the street and a guy was looking at me. And I was looking at him. And if need be, I was going to call the cops. It gets scary. Situational awareness, eyes and ears, eyes open, ears working. Don't get disoriented by headset radios or whatever, or looking at your telephone. Be aware of what's going on, because right now you have to be. I don't care if you're in a small town of 5,000 people, 20,000 people, 50,000 people. You know, people are getting mugged. They're getting robbed or worse. And so situational awareness is very important. Boy, that's a public announcement, isn't it? It's a public service announcement. Do I ever do those on this show? I don't think so. Well, maybe I've done one or two. Mostly I do those on Money and Change. Wow. Oh, what else is going on in my world other than insanity? You know, once a week, I always like to go to a place called Sweet Treats. And believe it or not, it's in Covington, Ohio. It's a great place. Good, good ice cream. I have to behave myself around sweets. You know, I think if my doctor found out I went there once a week, I'd get the shame, shame, shame symbol. But I do. I do that once in a while, try to behave myself. And it showed this week when I went to the doctor today, which was great. But anyhow, Sweet Treats, fantastic place. So much stuff going on. I mean, really. I mean, shootings down in Dayton, my God, it makes me not want to go there. I don't even want to have to drive. Well, I went to Sam's the other day. I didn't know how many points I had at Sam's. My God, I had over $400 in points. So I'm loading up on different things that I need. You know, I mean, toilet paper. My God. Can you imagine going in there and getting those humongous packs of toilet paper? Humongous packs of paper towels? I took a friend along with me, and I told her, I said, look, if you need some paper towels or toilet paper, just throw them in the cart. Since I've got all these points, I got to use them up. We loaded that cart up like you wouldn't believe. And I only spent about $250 worth of points. I've got to go back again. I just might let them take some of those points to buy my membership for next year, because that's coming up too in August. But I really didn't want to be in Dayton. And luckily, this is on the north side of Dayton. It was away from Malfunction Junction and all the construction and everything. But I'll tell you what, you don't want to go to these big cities where all this craziness is going on. I'm glad I live in a town of a little over 20,000 people. And yeah, we've got a few problems too, but not as bad as a lot of the other cities around. So that's my world. And your world is probably going to be just about the same. You know, the nurses are probably going to be saying, oh, that nut, he talked about us and everything. Yeah, I did. I told you I would. And don't go dulling a needle for me either the next time I come in about 6 months. Anyhow, good people. Anyhow. You know, we talked about different people pulling pranks, and prank radio calls are out there, and they're in every city that's big, okay? Cincinnati has had theirs, Tulsa, Oklahoma's had theirs, Cincinnati has had theirs, we've had them in Columbus. I used to listen to Dino and whoever the lady was with him, and he would do pranks there, and they would do late night pranks. They do them up in Cleveland. But the one that I really like, besides Gary Burbank and some of his antics, is Roy Mercer, Roy D. Mercer. And I'll tell you what, he calls up people and he says something, and he knows the people, okay? Or people that he know them, and gets Roy to call him up. And he pulls this prank on him. And he gets him going, and he finally gets them to the point where they're angry enough, and they say, well, Roy says, how big a boy are you? I want to come down there and beat your beep, okay? And they, well, come on down. I'm about 300 pounds, 6'8", and I'm going to take you on, okay? He gets them riled up. He says, and I bet you know so-and-so. Yeah, how'd you know them? Well, they put me up to this stunt, okay? Here's one about finger fungus. Maybe the nurses will be able to figure out what finger fungus is.
Yes, Wayne.
Who's speaking, please?
Who's this?
This is Mr. Mercer. Who's this?
This is Jim Chula, the owner.
Do you own a bowling alley down there?
Yes, I do.
Well, here's a fellow that I need to talk to. Listen, my boy Raymond has come down with a health problem, and we took him to the doctor, and we have traced it back to y'all's bowling balls there.
Bowling balls?
Your bowling balls, yes, sir, Bob. He got some nail fungus from the holes in your bowling ball on his fingernail, and now he spread it to his nose, and it kind of gotten into his private area down there. We were talking to the doctor, and he said that there was two or three other people that had come down with the same thing, and he was wondering about it, and we got to looking into it, and every one of them had come by your daggone bowling alley and bowled.
I tell you what, this first I've heard of it in the 5 years, or even since this place has been in existence.
Well, he lost three fingernails already, and the worst thing about it is, Jim, he lost his job down to the Sonic because his fingers was grossing out the customers because they was losing his nails and everything.
So I don't understand that.
Well, maybe you'd understand if I told you that we could work this out one of two ways. You owe me right now $114 for the money that boy would have made last week, plus $27.50 for fungi medicine.
And?
Well, and then you're going to have to keep paying it for every week that he can't go back to work. They're healing up, but he can't go back in for a while. We can either handle it that way, or I just come down there and whoop your daggum ass.
I think you better get a lawyer or something, because I can't see why it's from my bowling ball.
It's from your daggum bowling ball is what the doctor said. It was a nail fungus from down there.
Let me
come. Cause your daggum fingernails to fall off. I'll be on you like a swarm of bees if we can't get this took care of.
Let me talk to the doctor. I want to talk.
Listen, I tell you what, you're going to either settle this with me, or we're going to have us a squaring off.
You come on down and we'll talk about it. We sure will talk about it.
There ain't going to be no talking about it. I need $114 for the money that boy would have made this last week, plus about $27.50 for the daggum medicine for him. And that's going to be out of your pocket till he heal up and he can get back to work.
I want to talk to the doctor.
Well, you're going to talk to me, and I'm going to knock your teeth down your throat so far you're going to have to drop your pants to chew your food. That's the way it's going to work with me. Doctor said it wasn't the first case of it down there. You spread nail fungus from your daggone bowling ball.
That's the first time I've ever heard of nail fungus from bowling balls.
Well, by God, you heard of it now. It's going to cause you to have about a 3 or 4 pot knots on your head. How big a boy are you?
I didn't worry about it. Let me have the doctor's telephone number. Why don't you let me talk to the doctor?
You ain't going to talk to the doctor, daggone it. What are you going to tell him?
I want to ask him what it is from there. Why does he's the only one out of, I got over 500 people that come in here a week, and you're telling me it's from my bowling ball?
Yes, sir. And it spread up to his nose and a crack in his butt.
I can't see that.
How big a feller are you?
Hey, Thomas.
You going to be there all day long?
I'll be there. Come on down.
Well, by God, I'll be down there.
Okay, come on down.
Don't you? All right, because I guarantee you, I'm going to get this money out of you, or I might just have you call his daggum Sonic manager and fess up to use bowling balls, which is the one that's causing this thing. His Sonic manager, maybe he could put him back to work in there with rubber gloves and, stuffing hot dogs and buns and such.
What's your boy's name?
My boy's name is Raymond Mercer. He works for a fella down to the Sonic named Nick Barnett. Sonic manager down there.
No idea who that is.
You not know Nick Barnett?
Nope.
Yeah, you dig bull butter. Hello, Jim.
Huh?
How you doing?
Who's that?
Phil and Brent, Roy D. Mercer.
Tulsa, Oklahoma. Now tell me you don't know Nick Barnett. He sicked us on you.
Oh, he did. Yeah,
it's
he
a
did.
Joke.
Oh, my goodness, man.
Oh, yeah, and that's what he does. That was a good one. Oh, he does all kinds of stuff, and we'll come up with some more of it. He's got so many different recordings of some of the pranks that he's pulled. Oh, he's just about as bad as Gilbert Gnarly. Now, Gilbert Gnarly, well, that's a character that Gary Burbank had. And, you know, I talked to you guys, I think it was week before last. And I was talking about when I worked in Cincinnati, and of course, I worked in the Inquirer building, and I knew somebody that worked with Gary Burbank at WLW Radio. That's AM. And we went to school together at Ohio University. And so anyhow, I got to send some emails to Gary, and I talked to him later. I met him at his restaurant a few times. And he's quite a character. And I actually listened to him when I was in college at what's now the University of Findlay, and I could get CKLW. And CKLW was in Windsor, Canada. And some of the stunts that he did, he didn't last all that long there because he caused some problems. And I talked about that a few weeks on the show when he caused all the traffic on I-75 to go on the side streets because there was an imaginary accident. And the mayor of Detroit was calling the mayor of Windsor, and the mayor of Windsor was calling CKLW. And next thing you know, Gary Burbank was gone. Well, I used to listen to that show because I had a break between classes, and I could go back to the dorm and listen to that for about an hour, and then I had to go to my next class. Did I study? Yeah, I studied. Trust me, I studied. I mean, I probably stayed up until about 1 o'clock in the morning every night studying for my classes. The University of Findlay is a very good school, okay? Wow, but Gilbert Gnarly, I mean, this is a character that is so funny. And I found one, which was a good one. Gilbert Gnarly accidentally ingests nitroglycerin tablets. Oh, hey, nurses, you know about nitroglycerin tablets. Well, let's see what Gilbert Gnarly says.
I need to speak to someone who knows something about those nitroglycerin tablets.
Okay, thank you. Hold on.
Thank you.
Hey, sir.
Yes, my name is Gilbert Gnarly, Gnarly.
Huh?
Could you tell me something about the nitroglycerin tablets?
Yes, what can you say?
The reason of speaking like this is I'm trying not to move. I reside at the St. Theodore Golden Bucca Retirement Community,
uh-huh.
And they have played a very cruel joke on me. Mylon Flats, who is a very nasty person, he substituted nitroglycerin tablets for my B vitamins,
uh-huh.
And now I have inadvertently taken a nitroglycerin tablet.
Yeah, well, can you get some help from where you are right there?
Well, Marlon says if I make any sudden movements, I will explode.
No, who said that?
Marlon Flats, the man who played the joke. He says I would explode if I make any sudden movements.
No, you won't. You took one tablet?
One tablet, yes.
Did you swallow it?
I swallowed it.
It's not going to do anything to you.
You mean I won't explode?
You won't, no.
Well, he says I won't explode.
Well, too.
He said I will, too.
Uh-uh.
He said no.
No, you won't.
I won't explode. They're just playing a joke on me.
Well, too.
Well, not.
Well, too.
But, well, I feel so much better now.
Okay.
Uh-huh. You have me scared to death.
No, you'll be all right.
I'm not going to explode.
No.
I'm going to jump up and down. Hey, I'm jumping up and down. I'm jumping up and down.
You okay? You all right?
Yep, that's what happened to Gilbert Gnarly with a nitroglycerin tablet.
Woo!
That was a cruel prank to play on that person. Things happen, guys. They really do. And Burbank has a lot of different gags, and you can get them on YouTube. And I'll tell you what, there's so many different ones. He does commercials, too.
And now, for news and views of the right wing, here's BBC commentator Earl Peets, American.
You know what makes me sick? You know what makes me so angry? I won't lick a live battery terminal. Me and old buddy Doug decided to stop in for a chow on the way to the Big Gun and Night Show. So we walk in one of them yuppie butt delis, and the waitress asked us what we want to eat. We said, well, they'll blow this sandwich in. Well, she asked, what kind of bread you want on it? I said, what kind of bread you got? She said, we got rye, dark rye, German rye, rye with curry, whey seeds, pumpernickel, crescent rolls, sourdough bread, something called Peter bread. Peter bread? I mean, who on earth going to eat a bologna sandwich on something called Peter bread? I said, ain't you got no Wonder Bread? You can't make a real man sandwich unless you got Wonder Bread. Bread ain't supposed to look like some sissified French fudge. Real bread looks like drywall with crush. Drink up, Murray Cup. If Wonder Bread was good enough to mail me a strong beer gut 12 ways, it's good enough to mail me a bologna sandwich and some yuppie deli. This country was built on white bread, and don't you forget it. I'm Earl Peets, American. Peets on.
Well, I have this dream, and it's a dream about a car. Oh, no, it's a red car, and I'm driving through Norwood. Oh, no, wait, it's a yellow car, and I think it's Newport. Yeah, I'm driving through Newport, but I'm driving with my dog, Crepso. No, Crepso is driving. This is nice. Hey, why, Crepso? I'm driving with my lovely wife, Iona. No, it's Crepso.
Gnarly Motors, built for the confused race.
Yeah, only Gary Burbank. And I'll tell you what, he likes to do things like hot mush.
And sure, your old pal Ranger Bob brought to you by mush. Oh, well, I guess it's time for the old Ranger Bob show. How you doing there, Sidewinder? Hey, what? We'll have our craft lesson today. Did y'all bring from home what Ranger Bob told you to last week?
Yeah! I'm his underwear.
Just put her in the old bath, the old sack, the old pack sack. And Ranger Bob's going to take these crafts home, and we'll do more crafts next week. Okay, buckaroos, time once again for the time-honored prairie wilderness tradition of simply saying, dealing with the red man. Who balked the red man?
Me!
Man, see, you whippersnappers all packed for the trail. Now, buckaroos will tell you when you're chewing the red man, you sure are not getting any of the juice on your white party dress. And also, don't get none on Ranger Bob's boots. Hey, hold your horse here. Hear that music? You know what it's time for? Time to toss your cookie. Toss your cookie. First one that loses his lunch gets to stay home from school tomorrow. Well, that's it for today, buckaroos. This here's your old pal Ranger Bob saying, this here's your old pal Ranger Bob saying, adios, muchachos.
Thank you.
Broadband Broadcasting Corporation presents will return after station identification.
Oh, yeah. And he did videos. Wow. You know, I've always talked about the Wrinkle City Gazette. And people always ask me, well, where can I see it? Where can I get it? All you have to do is go to wrinkle-city-gazette.weebly, that's W-E-E-B-L-Y.com. And you can see a whole host, a whole bunch, a whole lot of Wrinkle City Gazettes. And I was going through and I was looking at the different Wrinkle City Gazettes. And I found one for August and it said, there was a big article about fish poisoning up at, fish kill hits Schitt's Creek and spreads to Swift Run again. And Florida has its red tide and Wrinkle City has Father Enos. And it seems like the local fish kill was due to Father Enos baptizing another batch of unclean transients. Bums. Local fisherman Burke Puckerman said this is the fourth time in 2 years this has happened. City workers were called to clean up the dead fish and install no swimming signs around the lake. And Mayor Suey of Wrinkle City suggested that citizens buy at least 6 cases of water per person per day to get through the crisis. And the stink has spread to the new water treatment plant. And the EPA and the Wrinkle City Police are looking for Father Enos. Well, we've also got the Happy Buns Clothing Optional Society. Remember we talked about that last time? The Happy Buns Clothing Optional Society is out by the Echo Run Golf Course? Well, they're having a record season despite the heat. You know, we've had some bad heat around here. But the Happy Buns Clothing Optional Society is humping to please its customers this season. And it's open with a record crowd of campers. And over 400 clothing optional members arrived at the park along with their campers, pets, and money. And things are going to get a hopping and flopping around here, said owner Orville Buns. And we hope to see a lot of sunscreen, beer, gonad protectors, and wrinkle remover this summer, he said. Well, the weather has been so hot this season that we've had to install an ice cube maker in the pool. The mini icebergs keep people cool, exclaimed Orville's wife, Fern Buns. And campers are charged $100 a day per campsite, and local gawkers are charged $150 per visit. And the camp is located next to the Echo Pond Golf Course. The Happy Buns Clothing Optional Society. You have to check it out. It's a nudist camp is what it is. You have to check it out. There's a lot of stuff out there. And, well, have you ever read church bulletins? Well, according to the Wrinkle City Gazette, the church bulletins are the fasting and prayer conference includes meals. The sermon this morning, Jesus walks on the water, and the sermon tonight is searching for Jesus. Another blooper was, ladies, don't forget the rummage sale. It's a chance to get rid of those things not worth keeping around the house. Bring your husbands. Double meaning. Speaking of that, have you had garage sales around your area? You know, they advertise for my area, a community garage sale, and everybody was supposed to put things out. We only had 3 or 4 people put things out. I mean, the economy is so poor that people can only afford junk. And I think we only had maybe out of 200 homes, we probably had maybe 10 or 15 with garage sales. Oh, the economy's getting so bad. The Wrinkle City hookers are making rugs. Does that tell you how bad the economy is? Well, that's the way it is. You know, you might be from Wrinkle City if you fish coins out of outhouses. Ooh, that's a bad deal. You might be from Wrinkle City if you think that potted meat on a saltine is an hors d'oeuvre. You might be from Wrinkle City when there's stuffed possum anywhere in your house. You might be from Wrinkle City if you consider a six-pack and a bug zapper high-quality entertainment. Oh, look, have another beer. Look at that fly. It just got zapped. Oh, listen to that thing zap. Oh, that was a big one. He got zapped 5 times. Now, Junior, don't take a whiz on that thing because you're going to get, oops, too late. We're going to call you Geraldine from now on. Anyhow, you might be from Wrinkle City when the primary color of your car is Bondo. You might be from Wrinkle City if your family tree doesn't fork. You might be from Wrinkle City if your home has more miles on it than your car. I guess that's a camper, I guess, unless you're living in your car. You might be from Wrinkle City if your wife's love seat is sunk in the middle and bulged out on the sides. You know, it gets bad when somebody has to put a steel beam in a love seat just for the old lady to sit on. Woo! Anyhow, check out the Wrinkle City Gazette. It's wrinkle-city-gazette.com. Okay. Not Yahoo. Well, it was used to be on Yahoo. It's on Weebly, weebly.com. wrinklecitygazette.weebly.com. Check it out. There's a lot of fun stuff that goes on there. Wow, guys, I'll tell you what, that's just about it for what we've got today. And I'll tell you what, next week we'll be live again. And, of course, this Sunday we're going to be live with a Money and Change show with a lot of financial stuff. Check out our pages on Facebook. Money and Change / Financially Prepped is one. The other one is Trim Radio - My World. Check it out. You can check us out on Instagram, okay? You can do that right now if you want, or later. Check out the archives. They're great. Well, anyhow, guys, that's all I've got this week. Hopefully, this will all be healed up by next week. I'm hoping. But anyhow, you have a good week. Play it safe. Be aware of everything that's going on, and have a good week, and we'll talk to you later. See ya. Thank you.